Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTV comes from Truvy Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvy Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvy Salon and Spa at their website, TruvySalonAndSpa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
I just wanted to chime in and say that I think you have some great views on everything. And I think you have some great opinions.
Oh, well, thanks.
Including what you're talking about right now. I think you are highly underrated. I think that you're doing a great job.
I agree, Karen. Believe me.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSafety.com.
RadioSafety.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you're not a regular to this type of radio, here's a word of caution. You may find it explicit. You decide if Tampa Bay Radio is blaring out airwaves or shockwaves.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Talking trash, but I never say anything.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM in downtown St. Petersburg. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back. HMBRadio.com. You can get in touch with the show over there at 813-693-2124. Home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. And HMB Radio, all one word, on Facebook. Like those pages and follow Radio St. Pete while you're there, too. Radio STPETE on everything. Welcome back, folks. This was, I ran out of time this week. I had some technical difficulties. I had some things come up. And unfortunately, there was no live stream this week with Anna Hummel. And I feel bad about that. We tried to make it work later in the week. Unfortunately, with her schedule, my schedule, it just didn't happen this week. But I have a very special, special episode that hopefully you will enjoy. I got to fill in with John Senning on Drew Garabo Live this week. And we had a very interesting conversation. And this was kind of last minute. So a lot of you may not have heard it. So this is a very in-depth conversation about the notion of a hall pass. Now, a hall pass, of course, you know from school, and you had to get one or to be out in the hall. Now, there's also a thing called a hall pass with a partner, a wife or a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, husband, where you kind of, you go, look, if this crazy person, literally, I guess, in some ways, but a celebrity or something, like there's somebody where if you were able to seduce them enough somehow, if you were even able to get in the same room, that would be totally acceptable to do it, do stuff, you know, of the sex variety with this celebrity. And John Senning had a friend who had a very interesting pick, because it's somebody I have not heard of before, but as you'll hear in the call, a lot of people were very passionate about this person, and he was very unimpressed, not unimpressed with the person. John was just unimpressed with her pick because he felt like it was too easily obtainable, that she could probably easily get, you know, this person, this celebrity. It wasn't an A-lister. It's somewhere, although that's debatable, as you'll learn in this call and or in this segment, I should say. It is debatable about this person's fame and bangability, I guess would be the word. And I played Rilo Kiley at the beginning of this podcast here that you just heard, portions for Foxes. Rilo Kiley is fronted by Jenny Lewis, who is my hall pass, who I consider in the same tone as the person who the lady picked, John's friend. She's famous, you know, she's very talented, very beautiful, but not an A-lister. It's not Taylor Swift. It's not Kelly Clarkson, somebody who you know immediately. I think if I were to ask, you know, my parents who Jenny Lewis is, they would go, I have no idea who that is. And probably a lot of my peers would probably not know, you know, who that is either. So it was an interesting conversation, and I wanted to replay it for you on this podcast. It really turned into John just bashing this celebrity. Not really, but that's kind of what it turned into as far as what people were hearing, which I got a big kick out of. So here is this clip. I hope you enjoy it. I'm so sorry that I missed the live stream, and I hope we'll be back next week, Wednesdays. So please do subscribe on YouTube. You can watch it there. You can interact with the show. I've even pulled, you know, some people in, and we chit-chat, we talk into the stream. So it's fun. You can leave comments. So yeah, please do subscribe over there on YouTube. Just put in HMB Radio, Hotel Mike Bravo Radio, and you can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, and of course, always listen here Sunday evenings, I guess, on Radio St. Pete and Sunshine 96.7. So without further ado, here's myself, John Senning, and the Hall Pass Escapade. Thank you.
I want to hear about your least impressive Hall Pass.
I sure do hope this is a long night, because I have never felt one so
right. I'm not going to go too much out on a limb here. Okay, hold on. Let's manipulate this into another question for Will. Gun to the head, you only get to listen to country music for the rest of your life. Who is the one artist that you pick?
Would you consider John Prine to be country?
I'm thinking a little more mainstream.
Like a new...
Like I would say... From 1995 to now, that gets played on the radio regularly.
I mean, I would have trouble even naming
Alan artists. Jackson.
Okay, I know Alan Jackson. I know Kenny Chesney.
Okay,
I know.
Are those picks?
They would be by default just because okay. I don't know. I'm trying to think of some other popular. Is Waylon the guy who said the N-word guy?
Oh, you're talking about Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know him because he said the N-word. I don't know his music. Golly, John, I guess I would go with Kenny Chesney.
I'm going to put you down for Kenny Chesney.
Okay.
So I'm playing this song by Gary Allen. Some of you, if you're really into country music, maybe you know him, but maybe you don't. And I play his music to tell a tale and ask the question of where the line is on a quote-unquote hall pass. Because I mean, you've heard the phrase. I think for the most part, wouldn't you say that a hall pass is an imaginary thing? Like a hall pass for an average lady might be Ryan Gosling or right. Bradley Cooper
right.
or something like that.
It's fake. You're right. Yeah, it's not a real thing.
It's not tangible. So I was out with some friends on Saturday night, and we were talking about what to play on the jukebox, and it came up, the lady in this story. She said, can we play some Gary Allen? Oh, my God, I love him. So-and-so, her other half, knows that if I ever met him, I'd have sex with him.
Wow.
And it just took me down the road of, like, this guy could very well be playing a street festival in St. Petersburg in front of 90 people, and it just feels a little too real.
Is his last name spelled A-L-L-A-N?
Yeah, are you taking a peek?
I'm taking a peek.
I mean, and here's the thing. All due respect to all parties involved, this lovely lady that I'm speaking of, she's super hot. Mm. And I said to her, like, you would be a scorer for this Gary Allen gentleman, who, I mean, his biggest song on Spotify has 50 million streams. I mean, he's not nobody, yeah. But it's just I would worry if we're dabbling in the world of hall passes that is a is just a little too tangible and a little too low down on the scale. And I would be curious to know if there are other ladies out there who have non-impressive, and I'm sorry to her and to Gary Allen, non-impressive hall pass wishes. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. You think even if it was a fake one that came to fruition, would you be able to live through it?
If I was, you know, not participating, if it was not mine, ladies?
So let's say she said, you know, mine is David Duchovny. And then, you know, she happened to be at the Innings Festival and they crossed paths in a little side trail and he said, hey, baby, you want to come backstage? You're going to be able to, what's worse, that or dropping a deuce on your pillow?
What about if you go, hey, Davey boy, I can make this happen, but you got to help me out. Not me, but maybe you could find somebody for me if it was a situation like that.
So
like a solid 6.5. I'm sure you can find one of those in the audience.
So then that kind of loses its luster. Because then she's doing it because she has a thing for David Duchovny. Now you're just banging a rando.
Yeah, you're right. I guess it doesn't count.
I mean, there's got to be, if we're going to go by the playbook of a true hall pass,
right?
I think there has to be some element of stardom. And I was looking through Gary Allen, and again, this is not a Gary Allen bash fest, but the man is playing the Wayne County Fair in Wayne, Nebraska. He's playing the Central Wisconsin State Fair. He's playing at a place called Deadwoods Outlaw Square. So I just thought to myself, if there is such a thing as a hall pass, I think that the bar has to be set past a certain level to be not so tangible. Because I do think if this lovely lady that I speak of, if she made just a slight bit of effort to get backstage and see Gary Allen, I don't know if he's married or, you know, if he's faithful, but I think it's a very legitimate thing that could happen. Which then to me, I don't know if it falls under the parameters of a hall pass.
Mm. Yeah, I'm trying to think. You know, Gary Allen has 346,000 Twitter followers, which is not nothing.
It's nothing. I'm not saying the man is a bum.
No, right, but I'm trying to rank this guy as far as is he A minus? Is he B plus?
Oh,
is he a B?
Oh, I would say C or D at this point.
Oh, really?
I mean, I will tell you this: his days of probably making hit records are behind him. Like those followers are stuck around from another time.
No new fans.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So I mean, I don't know. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Who's this?
This is Ryan.
Oh, I thought he was going to say this is Gary Allen.
What's son of a bitch?
Yeah. What's up, Ryan?
Well, so first off, Gary Allen was married. I think he's remarried, but his first wife put a gun in her mouth and killed herself.
Oh my God.
Lord.
Yeah, she was complaining about having a headache and then told him to go down and get like a glass of water while the kids were in the house.
What
too,
the hell? Oh, God, I should have done a little research
not
before.
Not to bring the show down.
No, but I mean, these are facts that I need to know.
I think you underestimate, John, how much like just singing is. Like there's people that find Kid Rock attractive just because he can sing.
I mean, okay, sir. I'm not trying to speak ill of Gary Allen, especially now that you led with the fact that his wife killed herself. But I mean, We're not talking about a legitimate scale here between Gary Allen and Kid Rock. I'm sorry.
Well, what are you saying? Well, I think Gary Allen's a much more talented singer, maybe not more popular. But.
Yes, yes. I will. I'm not going to. Here's the thing. I like Gary Allen. I appreciate Gary Allen. I worked in country radio and I played his songs and I like them. This isn't about whether or not he's good and his place in the world is proper. I'm more just leaning into the fact of if there is such thing as a hall pass or something, you know, a one night out, if this were to happen, it could be okay. Gary Allen seems like the type of name that seems somewhat realistic, modern day.
Again, though, the singing, just the ability to sing. Let's not forget, Lyle Lovett was married to Julia Roberts for a minute. Well, and he is not a handsome man at all.
That should prove my point even more. If I say, if I'm a lady and I say, hey, I'd like to spend a night getting pounded by a guy that can sing, like, that's not going to be enough as a man or under the parameters of an imaginary hall pass. That, like, that's just like when Will says, go find me a lady out of the audience. It's no longer, the rules don't apply.
That's fair.
But you're a big Gary Allen fan, though.
I love Gary Allen.
Yeah, he
one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Really? Maybe there's an underground Gary Allen fan club that I'm not. And this was, thank you, sir. This is not a bash Gary Allen thing. It's just when you usually hear a woman around her man talking about, you know, her willingness to make love to a famous person, it's usually a really famous person that could never happen.
Yeah.
I think you catch Gary Allen on the right day. R.I.P. to his wife. I think you could probably, hit it,
especially now with the knowledge of his wife. It seems even more, you know, reasonable.
I mean, that's the thing. He's hurting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm reading his bio here, and it doesn't seem that I'm looking into it. It doesn't seem that he references this in the bio on his website. But
does he have a Wikipedia? Does it say if he's remarried or anything like that?
It doesn't. Not that I'm seeing in front of me. So you know, I mean, maybe Gary Allen's just a. I mean, the other thing is singing get you that far. I'll tell you this, and it's very well documented that I think Kid Rock is hot and that I'm a Kid Rock fan. I would sit on Kid Rock's face long before I'd let Gary Allen hit it, just as man to man. And that's also a name of a Gary Allen song, just so you know. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Who's this?
Hey, Sunning. It's Angela.
Hey, Angela. How are you?
Good. Good, man.
What?
What?
Your phone is not very well.
Seriously? How's this?
It's a little better. What's on your mind? You got a bootleg hall pass?
Well, first of all, I wanted to start out this phone call by saying I love Gary Allen.
Oh, you do?
And also, yeah. Oh, God. I love country.
I mean, I do too. But, I mean, I like Gary Allen. But
that's why you creep me out. Coincidentally, you creep me out every time you're like behind the wheel on the show and you talk about country and horror movies and all this stuff. You have so much in common with my husband. It's crazy. Yesterday you were talking about wrestling.
And for reference, I have to tell Will this. Their last name is Kenning, and her husband's name is John Kenning.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, there's.
Oh, that's
like,
weird.
It's a cross section of the universe.
We're like the couple in his upside down world.
It might just basically be.
is it Angela? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Angela, where would you put, as far as Gary Allen, would you put him, what grade would you give him? An A minus, a B, you know, country artist, or is he up there? And I'm not saying your personal feelings about him, because I know you're a fan, but I'm saying just in general, like, where would he be at as far as, you know, the CMT awards or whatever? Would he be sitting in the front or the back?
As a musician?
Yeah.
I'd say he would be like maybe four rows back.
Oh, I
because,
mean,
like,
seems close.
No, I feel like you're getting too personal.
Right next to Willie Nelson.
I mean, I think you're
he would
using
be
your own.
Next to Tana Thrift.
You're using your own feelings, though. I'm saying, as far as the community, the CMT community, like, if he was, he wouldn't be up there with the guy that said the N-word or Garth Brooks or something. He would kind of probably be in the back of the theater at the award ceremony.
No.
So John's lying.
I mean, I'm not lying.
He seated with Josh Turner.
Well, yes, you're in the. That's those, near the back. Yeah. That was a.
Yes.
That was a. You know, his time has come and gone. I mean, I'm sorry.
Josh Turner has come and gone. For
I think so. I mean, not to get bogged down in country talk, but I mean, when's the last time that guy had a hit?
I mean, they still play his songs on the radio.
They do, and I'm not here to bash a bunch of country artists.
I won't mention.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying these feel
That's
like tangible. Like, if Angela Kenning wanted to go out and, you know, possibly bang Josh Turner, that seems within the realm of possibility. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, he just has to start singing to me. And, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, that's like a, what you would consider in this context, a hall pass.
Yeah.
Because it's a fantasy world. Like, let's just pretend, what if I know for a fact my husband, his hall pass will always and forever be, babe, if you're listening, I'm going to call you out right now, Sandra Bullock. And you know what? I support him. In fact, the other night we watched The Lake House, and it was my first time watching it ever. And it was a good movie because I love Keanu.
Thank you, Angela. I appreciate you. Good to hear your voice. Have a great day. Chad Ray, well, that's the worst era of country music. I think he's talking about this window of time, which probably would have been mid to early 2000s, maybe like 2007, 2008. It was definitely a standalone era where I think there were a bunch of people that popped up and had big songs that never did anything else.
Was it just like 9/11 stuff? Like songs about, you know what I mean?
There was a bit of that. Yeah. I mean, it was probably a little past the 9/11 era. But yeah, I think...
I feel like that era or that community would have focused a little more on that tragedy.
Yeah, they did. I mean, have you ever heard the song, Have You Forgotten?
No.
Okay, well, it's a hell of a song by Daryl Worley.
Okay.
Have you forgotten how it felt that day? See those towers coming down. I don't know if that's the exact words,
terrible.
But you get the gist. Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Who's this?
What's going on?
Steve, what's up, buddy?
Hey, who's in there with you?
This is Will, the homemade man.
Hello, Steve.
Is that guy that looks like Tobey Maguire in Fear and Loathing, the hitchhiker? Is that him?
I don't know.
I think
handsome.
He's thinking of Spencer. No, that's not. That's
oh,
not
no,
me.
No, 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 no. This is Will, the homemade man, normally heard every night on the Johnny B show. He's got a great tan.
Oh, yeah. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he's a good dude
right there.
Yeah.
Very handsome, too.
Yep. I'm enjoying my time with him.
Thank you.
And more importantly, he doesn't eat skin. Like, what's
you're making a lot of assumptions here, sir. But
that's the thing. I don't know. I'm still
with that.
I'm trying to find more out about him as the day moves on.
Word.
Thanks, Steve. So, Flats Junkie, Gary Allen would be in the same class as John Michael Montgomery. John Michael Montgomery had huge hits.
I don't know who that person is.
I know you don't, but I'm just, all you need to know is that Gary Allen is a notch or two below John Michael Montgomery.
I got to tell you, Judd, I feel like people are going against this and saying that Gary Allen's a big star.
Here's the thing. I'm now realizing, one thing that I am realizing, I'm not willing to take a full-blown L, but I am willing to recognize that there seems to be a hardcore Gary Allen fan base who is defending Gary Allen, which this was never about bashing Gary Allen. I wasn't like, let me go on the radio and bash Gary Allen. I'm just thinking if I was somebody who was going to give a hall pass to my significant other, which I don't think we're in the business of doing it currently, and saying, hey, she's like, Gary Allen is my end-all be-all. If I could feel his warm touch and experience what it's like to make love to Gary Allen, my life would be complete. Which I'm not saying that's what this lovely lady that I spent the evening with on Saturday and her man said. But if that's what was said, I would say that feels a little too close to home for me. You know, I mean, if he's playing the I don't remember the exact shows, but if he's doing the town square circle in small town Wisconsin, that feels like a guy that's bangable.
Especially,
like I said, I told her when she said this to me that I would imagine that this woman wanting to bang Gary Allen would blow Gary Allen's mind.
He would be really into it.
He would go, oh, my God, my time is coming gone. I didn't know I could pull like this.
I got to be honest. I'm really curious about what this woman looks
like. Well, you know, I'll show you a picture.
Cool.
In a respectful manner. Ride or Die TB. In 1987, Gary married his first wife, Tracy. They had divorced. He spent some time in Alaska where he met Derek Hanfield. I think that's a woman. They spent a few years ago together until Derek started letting him. Wait, what is this? Is this
Gary? No way.
Real. Never mind.
Is this hall pass?
I don't know what's going on here.
Is Gary giving out hall passes to his wife?
No, I don't know. Derek started letting himself go and began looking like Dirty Bill. He married a model, Danette Day, in South Carolina, and they divorced in 99. His third wife committed suicide. So he's now engaged and going to be married for the fourth time.
Oh, man.
That honestly makes it even worse. He's ready to move on at any moment.
You know, some people just can't be alone, John. They got it. They got to be with somebody.
Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Who's this?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Who are you?
My name is Kelly.
Kelly, your phone's a little rough. I really want to hear from you, but are you on Bluetooth or speaker or something?
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me now?
That's a little better, yeah. What do you think, Kelly?
I actually have a funny story for you. My husband, you guys were talking about grandmas earlier. So he was living with his grandma at the time, and he had a how do I say this without using bad words? A pocket something.
Oh, a pocket.
In his room.
Yes. Okay. I love this.
And his grandma went in his room while he wasn't there, kind of cleaned up, and she found it, put it on his bed, and he threw it away after that.
Oh, no.
I will say, did she call him out for it, or he just knew that she moved it?
No, they never talked about it. He just knew she moved it because she put it on his bed. It was like away.
Is a pocket pee, is it no good once your grandma's laid hands on it?
I don't know. If your grandma's just her hands, her old withered hand touched it, I don't know if I'd want to use that again. You
he
know?
Probably did the right. Did he donate it or did he throw it away or did he give it to a friend?
No, he just threw it away.
Dude, I bet you there's a market for that. If he puts that on eBay, pocket pee handled by my grandma, he probably could have got some cheddar for that.
Sell it as an NFT or something.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that tale. Do you have any men that you would that you think you would be granted a hall pass for?
I don't know. I can't think of it right now. I mean, I love Gerard Butler and Idris Elba. Those kind of come to mind, I guess.
Oh, Idris Elba. I would let him. I have to say, that man is so handsome. I would. I'm not the cuck type, but I might have to watch for that because he's just.
His voice on top of that is.
Yeah. He's a specimen.
Amazing.
You've got a. That's a good choice. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
Goodbye. Can't get over the thought of your grandma, knowing that your grandma found your...
I feel like that's a passive aggressive. Do you think she knew what it was and was like, I'm going to throw it on your bed?
I wonder if it was full.
Oh, I hope not.
Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Who's this?
This is Patrick.
Patrick, what's up?
Hey, I know you, John wasn't trying to bash Gary Allen, and I'm not here about the hall pass or nothing. But yeah, Gary Allen is a little bit higher on the pecking order than he's thinking.
I'm here. This is John. Let's work through it. I mean, what do you want to? How high on the pecking order is he?
Well, he's had several hits in the last 4 or 5 years. I can tell you that.
Well, I can tell you this. When I look at the list, his most played songs on Spotify, and that usually includes the biggest, most recent hits. You know, it's a lot of the older stuff.
Yeah, and I agree with you. They do play a lot of the older stuff, but yeah, I mean, if you give him a little bit bigger chance and check him out, you'll find out he's higher on the pecking order.
I know, Gary. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. This isn't about Gary Allen. This is about whether or not Gary Allen is in a place where I think that anybody should give it, be accepting of their wife getting plowed by Gary Allen, which I'm not saying is what's happening in the story that I'm sharing. I'm just saying,
John. This is just, I can't believe you would say these things about Gary Allen, number one. I'm shocked and appalled.
I mean, this wasn't about Gary Allen. One more and then we got to go. Gary Allen Hotline, who's this?
This is Doug. How you doing?
Dougie, what's up?
Not much. Talking about hall passes, do you got any, who would be your hall pass?
And now, are we going in the Gary Allen category?
Yeah. Does it have to be Gary Allen adjacent, or can it be a one?
That's a. If we want to stay in this direction, we can. If you want to move in another one, it's actually let's stay in the Gary Allen category.
Dude, this is gonna sound terrible, especially. I don't know. I don't have anyone that comes to mind like right away.
Yeah.
I got a thing for Mia Khalifa. I'm just going to say it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I mean, that thing, I mean, and that is,
That's Gary Allen adjacent.
I can come up with a better one than that because that is not a good first choice. And I think maybe there may be some history with what happened on the show, and it's like hurt feelings and stuff. So there could be a lot of emotions. I should have had one ready. Sir, can I think about it and tell you right around give Dick a rest time? Can I think about it?
All right, that sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. If I had, like, one around his, she passed away now, but I used to think she was so hot, and I don't know why. It was Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah, that was a good one. In her day, that was a good one. Yeah, well, sorry. I was trying to think of, like, a mid-range female country artist, Gary Allen style, but I just can't think of it.
And you wanted to stay in the genre, too.
Well, just somewhere in the same genre.
Okay, I got mine. Do you know the singer for Rilo Kiley?
No.
I think she would be in the same category as Gary Allen.
Somewhat tangible.
Let me look. I can't even remember her name now. Rilo Kylie, I have the technology here. It's fronted by, oh man, what's her name?
How many streams they got?
Where does it say that?
I don't know. Somewhere in there.
Jenny Lewis.
Yeah. Well, you, Jenny
that's her
Lewis.
Name.
Will you get me the info? Give me the pictures and I'll decide okay. if this, she's,
I'm going to send it over to you right now.
Gary Allen Jason.
813-693-2124-HMBRadio.com. Home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter and HMB Radio on Facebook. Do follow Radio St. Pete there as well. Radio St. Pete, and you'll find it, and I hope you like it, and I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you share it, and I hope you consider becoming a member there for your community radio station here in St. Petersburg, Florida. I got to meet, I got to go to the Rays game with Joe Bordeaux, and I met the Florida Folk Show people. I got to see Frank Rivera, who will be coming up next here on Radio St. Pete. I saw Mark and Stephanie from Marco Radio Show. I saw, oh my gosh, Todd Lasseter. I saw so many people, and Todd's YouTube channel has some great videos. I was telling him from back in the, I guess, late 80s, early 90s era of Tampa radio. There's some familiar faces. Anna Hummel's current employer as a young man, Ron and Ron, just some terrific stuff there. So if you put in Tampa radio and YouTube, I would search that out if you enjoy radio and the processes that go into it and how it, you know, kind of blossomed here in the Tampa Bay area during that time. It was fascinating stuff. He says he's got more, so I'm excited to see it. I hope he comes through with that stuff. So always a good time. I thank you for tuning in. Again, I apologize. No live show this week. But again, please do follow the YouTube page, HMB Radio Hotel Mike Bravo Radio. Subscribe on YouTube. Join us. It's with myself and Anna Hummel. And we do that show Wednesdays, 5:30 to 6 is usually when it starts, kind of depending. But it's a good time. And I did miss talking to Anna. Unfortunately, that's really the only time we get to see each other and talk to each other is during that show. You know, she's got a life. She's got a relationship now. So it's a shame that that's the way it is. But that is the way it is. Working day jobs, working night jobs, and trying to keep some sort of semblance of normalcy. It's tough. But she'll be back next week. It's going to be a hoot. Frank vs. Jazz Show is up next. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, so I suggest you please do that. Or Sunshine 96.7, I believe we'll be there too. My name's Will. This has been the Homemade Broadcast. And I'll talk to you next week. Is that it? Can I go? I think so. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.